This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. New Orleans reopening Bourbon Street following the deadly ramming attack killing 14 victims. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says a group, including the mayor, have paid respects to those who lost their lives.
We gathered in front of the truck. We laid 14 yellow roses down for our 14 victims. And then there was prayer. And then in our culture here in New Orleans is music.
Police fatally shooting the attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. military veteran who officials say was inspired by ISIS. President Biden today discussing the ongoing investigation and says they found no information of a connection between this attack in New Orleans and the explosion of a Cybertruck in Las Vegas.
They have not found any evidence of such a connection thus far. I've directed them to keep looking.
This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Winter temperatures have arrived to Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says forecasted highs are expected to be below normal from today through at least the next couple of weeks. Here in the Cooley region, temperatures could be 20 degrees below normal for this time of year by the weekend, with even colder marks in store for next week. It's expected that we'll see the coldest temperatures of the season next week, along with dangerous wind chills. We'll have more details in our forecast. A man is still at large after allegedly killing two children and an adult in New Lisbon. According to police, 47-year-old Virgil Thew is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. If you spot him, call 911. He has been on the run since Monday when the three bodies were found at a home in New Lisbon. Thew was last seen wearing dark-colored clothing, including a hat and coat and blue jeans. He is about 5'10" and 150 pounds. You can see photos up on our website or civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin gas prices have held steady for the past couple of months, and that trend should continue for several weeks. Here's Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
It's been a pretty good year. I mean, compared to 2022, the average price for gasoline this year in Wisconsin peaked at about $3.51 a gallon in July, and it's been below $3 a gallon for the last, month and a half? And it probably will stay below $3 a gallon for most of the winter. The next big increase in prices is going to be the seasonal rise that we see late winter, early spring.
DeHaan added that things could change, especially if tariffs are placed on oil imports.
La Crosse's first baby of the new year arrived only a few minutes after midnight yesterday. Stetson was born at 12:09 a.m., according to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse. Stetson wasn't due until next week, but arrived early to spend more time with his father, who is home from deployment, according to a release from the hospital. Gunderson noted that Stetson is the hospital's first baby born from Generation Beta.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
Three Packers named to the Pro Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL says three Packers players selected for the Pro Bowl. Two of them signed with the team this year in free agency. It's safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs. The third is defensive end Rashawn Gary. The Packers' top defensive back, Jair Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but you play football. Injuries happen. You know, you got to keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a few flurries, lows in the low teens. Then a clearing sky with some sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the mid-teens. And staying in the mid to upper teens as we look through the weekend and early next week, staying partly sunny and dry. Currently it's 26.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, hard to believe, the one-year anniversary of Matinair on Air. We're going to celebrate and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. I'm your host, Dom Salvia. That's Jess P.S. on the board. And jazzed as hell to have our friend, Earl Ingram Jr., joining me for this next hour as well. You can check his show out here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Earl doing the morning shift. Hey, thanks for staying up late with me, Earl. I appreciate it, man.
I'm on it.
We have some callers. We see you. We have some texters. We'll get to it. Let us throw out there for your consideration the fact that the House of Representatives is supposed to vote for a speaker tomorrow.
They sure are supposed to.
And my understanding is perhaps some folks are not too keen on voting for Speaker Mike Johnson.
Mm.
And he's only got what? He's got room for like two? And Tom Massey.
He's got room to lose one.
One.
Comfortably.
One. And Massey's out. So, I mean, he's already said this is a libertarian cat from Kentucky, I think. He's already said he's not. So what's going to happen? Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. You have to tune in tomorrow to find that out. But part of this process is, you know, getting the rules together. Like, hey, how are we going to play our game? Well, they change the rules and they vote on the rules. And they have rules for now the 119th Congress. And as Axios is putting out there, Earl, Democrats rage as Johnson restricts their ability to oust him. Wait, what? A little bit from Axios. House Dems are pushing back furiously against a proposed change to House rules that would allow only Republicans to force a vote on removing the Speaker of the House. Now, top Democrats are arguing the move would inhibit bipartisanship and effectively make House Speaker Mike Johnson answerable only to his members and not the entire House. A Rep. Jim McGovern from Massachusetts said this makes it clear they have no intention of working together to find common ground. He added, instead of electing a Speaker of the House, they've decided to elect a Speaker of the Republican Conference held hostage by their most extreme members. And Democrats are likely to follow McGovern's lead and close ranks against the package, a senior House Democrat told Axios. Now, the 36-page rules for the 119th unveiled Wednesday raises the threshold to introduce what is called a motion to vacate in multiple ways. Now, this was what hanging over McCarthy. Whereas in the last Congress, any single member of Congress could introduce such a motion to vacate, now eight others have to co-sponsor the measure. So there's got to be nine. There's nine. But all nine of those lawmakers have to be members of the majority party, which will be the Republicans this Congress. The rule change, part of a deal struck by House Republicans' internal factions in November as the party renominated Johnson for Speaker. So they've also, you know, renamed some of the committees, Earl, because, you know, that's very important for us. I don't know if we need to necessarily get into that. But what's your sense here, man? So obviously, in my understanding, historically speaking, most of the time, it's been that one member could initiate the motion to vacate. It's only been here recently where they've changed it. And now they're changing it to nine of the same party. But I'm not clear, Earl, that they're gonna he's gonna get by in the first vote tomorrow anyway.
Well, you know, Dominic, I'm not a very bright guy.
Oh, don't kid yourself.
But if I hear Democrats talk about bipartisanship one more time, I'm gonna throw up. Man, if somebody bumps your head against the wall, how many times do they have to keep bumping you? The Republicans don't want to do anything bipartisan. So why are the Democrats still talking that jibber jabber? Oh, we've got to work bipartisan.
They're talking about bipartisanship because in this case, it's evident that the Republicans don't want bipartisanship. So they're bringing it up to, hey, if we wanted bipartisanship, we'd have it. Hell, man, Steve Bannon, you know, Trump's buddy who did a little time for not talking to Congress.
Yep.
that cat's talking about hyperpartisanship, man. And you got Donnie Jr. saying, hey, you know, our problem isn't the Democratic Party. It's the Republicans. They're not MAGA enough. They're going after their own, man. They're having this whole, you know, visa conversation. This is all them fighting each other. You think there's going to be any leadership coming out of this mess tomorrow, Earl?
Well, you know, look, Dom. We're in a bar, right? Let's say we're in a bar.
Okay.
Guy hauls off, you know, like in the cowboy days, you know, had a little bit too much. He hits you in the face.
Right. You get in a fight.
And you get up and you got a broken jaw, and you say, and the guy says, oh, let's go have a beer. Hey, man, I don't think so.
But did I deserve it? Did I do something to get punched in the face? I mean, did I have any behavior that would have caused something like that? Did I talk about his mother?
Have you had a lot of these reflections, Dom? It sounds like maybe you've had this discussion with yourself before.
Well, you know, Dom, it comes down to the fact that Donald Trump Jr. We're talking about Donald Trump Jr.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Elon Musk. We're talking about people who we should not even be paying any attention to whatsoever. Man, can you imagine? People are listening to Donald Trump Jr. again. And he's walking around. He's Mr. Big Shot again. We got to get, I don't know, man. I don't know how they do it, but the media should not spend 1 millisecond listening to Donald Trump Jr. Why are they following him around?
Well, he's the
president. Who cares what he says?
Come on, man. Billy Carter, you know, Billy Beer, you know,
Beer, yeah.
everyone's got like a kid or, a brother, a brother-in-law, something. You know, I guess to that point, Earl, yeah, you know, people got to fill the airwaves. You got to get clicks. You got to get ears and eyeballs and all that kind of thing. And certainly there's a lot of that. But I would also suggest that, you know, it's one thing to be force-fed it, but it's another thing if people are actually consuming it. So I don't know how many people are clicking on the Don Jr. or you know, tapping into his socials or whatever the case may be. But this is part of the environment that we're in right now. And it is, and folks like, you know, Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. Unfortunately, that's why we got to listen to this cat. And, you know, Trump brought him into his arena, his atmosphere, man. I mean, hell, my understanding, Trump's like renting a $2,000 a night cottage Musk is renting from Trump down at Mar-a-Lago. Right. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, man, my new buddies. I mean, don't you have a job, man? Don't you got something to do to earn that money? And then, of course, Musk is getting himself involved in other political matters in other countries as well. So it's not just us here, man. That guy's all over the place. So unfortunately, yeah, man, the guy's influential, certainly in the Trump sphere. I don't know how we don't talk about it.
Well, no, I'm saying he's instrumental in the Trump sphere, and because Trump is going to be the president, he brought him into all of our spheres.
Right.
Who, I mean, come on, man. Elon Musk should not even matter to the American people. Come on.
Well, I know. I mean,
because Donald Trump is salivating at a guy who's worth $400 billion, and Donald Trump doesn't bow to many people, But to a guy with $400 billion, that's his guy.
his new buddy. It's a little concerning knowing that a guy like that, with that kind of money and gravity behind him, is going to be influencing, you know, this old president that we have now. I agree with you, man. But unfortunately, what's better or worse? You know, Elon Musk or Mike Lindell, the pillow guy? You know what I mean? Like, why did Mike Lindell have to get thrown into my face? Like, who is this guy and why do we care? And why is he meeting with the president talking about, you know, the Insurrection Act or whatever? You know what I mean? But this is what you get, right? When you vote for a person, you get the whole show, man. We're getting the whole show. And it's evolving. You know, the Trump sphere constantly evolves. People moving in and out. You know what? And there's a lot of folks that we don't even know that he's talking to that's going in and out of that sphere, man. So it's part of the show.
He's not even the president yet. He's not even the president
yet. Don't tell him that.
I know. Hey, and don't tell the rest of us that. Right. Because people are treating him like he is. And really, poor Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Hey, man, stop putting him in front of the camera, John. I'm sorry. Well,
you know, if it's not going to be Joe, and you know, Kamala just lost, she's not showing up a whole lot either, man. I mean, I don't know what's going on here, man. And I would rather have, you know, no one from the Dems, you know, stepping up. And Biden did get out and speak today a little bit. Then what's coming, man? Because what's coming is...
I know, man.
Folks, we already had a little preview of what it was before. And we'll see if it gets better. Maybe he'll grow into the role. Earl, we'll have to hold our breath and see. 855-752-4842. The original Claire. What's up, Claire? Welcome. Happy 2025. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dominic, buddy.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And hi, Earl.
Hello.
I am so dreading round two with the orange Cheeto. But Elon Musk, I'm very concerned about, because he's going to be what, the czar of government efficiency and avoiding waste.
Yeah.
And talking about the veterans made me think of this. Is he going to say, well, we can't have these veterans helping them with housing or mental health issues?
No.
You know, that's a waste of money.
Yeah.
And that'd be horrible.
And that's I tell you, Claire, I think, you know, the VA is on the block for these guys. If they could pull it off, you know, I would think it'd be, you know, politically damning, let alone the actual damage it would do to those folks that need the services. But you think politically, well, that would kind of, you know, fly in the face of we support our vets and all that kind of, you know, balderdash we hear from these Republicans, because when the rubber actually hits the road, I'm not clear that they do, Claire. Not to the degree that I think we should. And Earl, you know, we got folks out in war zones and whatnot. We should certainly be taking care of them. No vet should ever be wondering if they're going to eat or if they're going to have a roof over their head. And you know, let's just be honest about it. No American citizen should be thinking about those things either. You know, one of the reasons we got these, you know, Social Security and Medicare, so we don't have, you know, the old ladies living in the street eating cat food. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about, you know, Elon Musk, $400 billion. You know what? We are the most powerful and wealthy, you know, democracy this world has ever known. And it's within our power as citizens and voting citizens of this country to change the direction at our whim. We literally could do it. I mean, if we just had another million people show up. I know it seems like a lot, but come on. I mean, how many people do not engage, do not participate? And a lot of folks, like those on the right, well, they don't want too many people to engage and participate. We want you to engage and participate. Join us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Just PS on the board. Earl Ingram at the desk joining me today, 855-75-CIVIC. Some local slash national news, Earl. Couldn't believe I saw this one today. The Washington Post: Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Thursday endorsed our pal Ben Wickler, chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, to lead the national party, making Schumer the highest-ranking Democratic official to weigh in on the race so far. Quote from Schumer: "As one of the best state party chairs in the country, Ben possesses all the qualities Democrats across the country are looking for in our next DNC chair. He is a tenacious organizer, one of the best organizers in the country, a proven fundraiser, a sharp communicator, and able to reach out to all segments of the Democratic Party. Most importantly," Schumer added, "he knows how to win." DNC members are set to pick the next chair in a February 1st election. Wickler opponents include Ken Martin, a DNC vice chair who leads the Minnesota party, Martin O'Malley, former commissioner of the Social Security Administration, former governor of Maryland, and James Skoufis, a New York state senator. And when I saw this, and we were prepping for the show today, and then I saw Greg from Matt and Air on Air. I'll be appearing on Matt and Air on Air tomorrow. It's their 1 year anniversary here on Civic. But side note, and we were talking about this. I was like, "Oh, is this good? is that a good endorsement? Do you want Chuck Schumer's endorsement?" And that was the first thing I thought of too when I saw them. I don't know that it doesn't hurt. I don't think it hurts. Certainly he's got some sway. He's a leader in the Senate right now, at least. So I'd like to see Ben Wickler. Of course, he's my homeboy's local favorite. Love to see a Wisconsin guy make it big, Earl. What do you think? This election is going to come down in about a month. You think Ben's got a chance?
Absolutely, man. You know, if nothing else, he's a well-spoken guy.
Yeah.
And so he stands erect, and when he speaks to you, you look at him. He looks directly into your face, man, and he delivers poignant information that he's not dodging anything. He talks plain.
Yeah.
And so, man, I wish. You know, that he gets the position. And I think if you got Chuck Schumer supporting you, it's a pretty good chance.
Right.
That you kind of got it. And he's the guy. He's got talent. He's got big talent. And He'll make a big difference for the Democrats, man.
And he's a younger cat too. I think the guy from Minnesota was born in the 70s as well. A little bit more from this piece, as you mentioned, Schumer apparently has taken interest in DNC chair elections before, after the 16 election, when Trump won his first term in an upset, Washington Post reports. Schumer endorsed Keith Ellison from Minnesota, who chaired the DNC. Now, he lost to Perez, and Ellison now serves as Minnesota's attorney general. So, you know, he went, and I've interviewed Keith Ellison before, didn't help that time. Tom Perez obviously got that. So it's not a guarantee, but it's got to help. You know, when you got the head of the Senate and a big wig in the DNC supporting you, certainly that's got to help. And I would love to see, you know, some younger folks. And Earl, and I know you're a little bit older than me, man, but you're young at heart. AOC lost a vote. For what the House Oversight Committee, right. And she lost it to Jerry O'Connelly, I think his name is Jerry Connelly, who's he's older than you, Earl. I'm just saying, and so I'm wondering, when is this shift going to take place? You know what I mean? When do the younger folks, and I'm 53, man, I'm not even that young. I'm talking about, you know, 30s, 40s, you're younger than me, even half your age, Earl. When are those folks going to start getting a spot in leadership, having some real influence, other than, you know, these old cats that, and, Connelly's position is basically, well, I've been here a long time, it's my turn, you know, and I get there's a lot of seniority going on, but, I mean, come on, when are we going to get some new blood, man?
So let me say this to you, Dominic. I have said repeatedly on my program, it's time. I don't care if it's Bernie Sanders. I don't care if it's Elizabeth Warren. Chuck Schumer is considered young compared to the others. But the baby boomers in my generation, we've had our time.
Yeah.
And so for us to continue to control things, man, we're from a different generation. Almost a different century. And the world has changed. And it's not our world anymore. And this goes for Republicans as well. If you look at the ages of many congressmen and senators, the world has changed. It's time, man. It's time to allow younger, brighter, I shouldn't say brighter, but younger people who, we're not talking about 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
We're talking about people with life experience and education. To the world is changing. America is no longer going to be controlling everything like it did when I was a young man. And the rest of the world is catching up and passing us. And so, the American people have to come to grips with the reality that we only make up 4% of the global population. The rest of the world is not going to let us keep calling the shots. The other 96% of the world knows the reality. China is moving. India is moving. All of those nations have a better educational system than we have, Dominic. It's time for the change.
Well, perhaps some more investment in our educational system as well. But the folks, they'd be hanging on, man, and even, across the board. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, and granted, she was a great speaker, got things done. But she was out there pushing for Jerry Connelly to become the head of this committee as well. Old people supporting the old people. And, you know, AOC lost by like over 40 votes. So apparently that's the new generation, a 73-year-old or something like that. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. That's Earl. He's young at heart. Join us 855-752-4842.
Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The coldest temperatures of the season are on the way, and frostbite is a concern for anyone outdoors. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent it is to limit your time outdoors and warm your body up often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And if you believe that you have frostbite, go inside or seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce your risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then, pins and needles, which is surface frostbite. And the last, numbness, indicates a deep frostbite.
We'll have more details on the cold snap coming up in our forecast. A man is in custody and is accused of attempted homicide after a shooting earlier this week. In a release, Tomah police said that a 46-year-old man was arrested in Sauk County on Tuesday. At 1:15 a.m. Tuesday, police found an 80-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. The man was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police then found the alleged shooter's children safe in Juneau County. At 7 a.m. Tuesday, the 46-year-old man was arrested. He is being recommended for multiple charges, including attempted homicide. If you need to get rid of your Christmas tree, the city of La Crosse will be collecting them starting on Monday through the 17th. Trees need to be clear of any lights, ornaments, and decorations and need to be put out on the boulevard before 7 a.m. on Monday. Tree pickup will not follow garbage collection routes. You can also drop trees off at Merrick Park in the green recycling dumpster between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. The city says they will not collect any artificial trees.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a few flurries, lows in the low teens. Then a clearing sky with some sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the mid-teens. And staying in the mid to upper teens as we look through the weekend and early next week, staying partly sunny and dry. Currently it's 26.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special TGIF edition of the show. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be here with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram joining me for this next half hour. Appreciate you, Earl. Just PS on the board as well. You can join us, 855-75-CIVIC. Talking about the endorsement, Senator Chuck Schumer endorsing Wisconsin's own Ben Wickler to head the DNC. We'd love to see that. Talking about kind of brings us to the conversation of age, which is something Earl knows a lot about. Ben Wickler is 43 years old. He's got a birthday coming up next month.
Wow.
Yeah, right? So young cat.
I didn't know he was that young.
He certainly carries himself older than that. Uncle Tony chimes in real quick, Earl, if I may. David Hogg running for vice chair. Now, David Hogg was a survivor of one of the mass school shootings. He's 24 years old and said, I raise all this money, get young voters for you. I want a seat at the table. Yeah, man. I mean, it makes sense. So I'd love to see these younger folks coming in, getting involved, and not only getting involved. I mean, a lot of young people are involved early. You know how it is when we go out to some of these political events. Even in the press, a lot of young folks in the press. Now, you know, those aren't the folks that get, you know, a lot of the FaceTime on the telly, right? But there's a lot of folks out there running around the young reporters asking those questions, and we're wondering why they're asking them. They're long nights. You're on your feet a lot. You know, there's a lot of running around. It is a young person's game to a large extent. Similarly, with the politicians, a lot of staff are younger, but a lot of those folks, Schumer, Pelosi, been there a long, long time. I'm sorry. Finish your thought. You were talking about.
So the average congressperson in the 118th Congress is 58 years of age. The Congress that's coming in, 58. The average senators is 68. Just think about that, man. 68 is the average age of a United States senator. And if you know, some of them just can't do it anymore. And that probably has dropped because there's some senators in their 80s and 90s who just couldn't do it anymore in the last 4 or 5 years, Dominic.
Come on, man. There's a Republican congresswoman who was like found in a memory care unit. She hasn't voted in like 6 months. And I'm not knocking. I mean, I get it. You know, I understand. But come on, where's the representation? Where's the work? And, you know, I'm a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'm a fan of what she was like 87 when she died at the Supreme Court. I mean, she could have. Stepped down earlier and had Obama replace her. Instead, we got Amy Coney Barrett. These things, and I don't know, maybe it's just the attraction to the power. You know, you get used to a lifestyle, and maybe you get a little tunnel vision the older you get, man. But I don't want to die behind the desk, man. You know what I mean? I want to do the best I can for a little while longer, and maybe bring some folks up and help them out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a younger person. So I'll be here if you need me on a consulting basis. You go do that. Knock yourself out. I'm down for that. Don't want to be the one to die at the desk, man. I'd love to see some of these folks getting out of Dodge a little earlier. I talked about Jerry Connolly from the New Republic. A little bit from here, and then we'll get to your calls, 855-752-4842. 74-year-old Democrat who ran against AOC offers an infuriating defense, according to the New Republic. Representative Jerry Connolly beat AOC in the race for top leadership in the party, then defended the move the most outrageous way possible. Well, how was that? Well, here's a little bit of the story. Now, he did beat her to become the ranking member of the Oversight Committee, the House Oversight Committee. It was a battle of establishment Democratic politics versus new wave progressivism, and the Democratic caucus opted to vote against the future of the party by a margin of 47 votes. So that wasn't close. Now, when pressed on why a 74-year-old with a recent esophagus cancer diagnosis deserved a shot at arguably one of the most influential positions in the House, Connolly couldn't muster up a response deeper than having paid his dues. Speaking with CNN on Monday, Connolly's rationale boiled down to simple entitlement. Here's his quote. The decision about leadership ought to always be based on a proven record, skill set, competence, capability, and your plan for moving forward, Conley told CNN. I've never had my chance to be a ranking member or chairman of a full committee. This is it. I've got the bona fides and the credentials over 16 years that my colleagues looked at, examined, validated, and decided. That's what we need. And that's what the Democratic caucus overwhelmingly decided to do. As the New Republic points out, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was reportedly entrenched in the process of getting Connally to lead the key investigative body for the purpose of keeping AOC away from the fulcrum of power. So even within these political parties that, you know, we generally support, they got their own infighting and politics and whatever going on. And I don't know that, you know, having a, you know, 74-year-old beating out AOC by 47 votes, certainly that apparently that's what they want. But come on, man, is this guy turning out anybody under 30?
Well, that's why I call it politics. That's the reason I call it politics, man. It's, you know, younger people, many of them did not vote. And maybe they didn't vote because they look and see a bunch of fossils who continue to talk about things that don't matter to people who have the whole future ahead of them.
No.
And so maybe if AOC was there, people who didn't vote would have come out and voted. This is the part of it that I don't understand, Dominic. Almost half of the American people don't vote. And yet the Democrats say, well, we've got to be more like the Republicans. We've got to change the way we've been doing things because we know we lost. And my response is, no, you don't have to be like the Republicans, man. No. Go after the people who don't vote.
Right.
Do something, say something to address those people, and it'll be a landslide. You don't have to follow the Republicans and be like, man, what is this, man?
No, yeah. There's a lot of room to change without moving in that particular direction. Yes.
Yeah, and the Republican strategy is what? To make it so obscene that no one wants to get involved, mm-hmm. and so you win by diminishing, you know, the
right.
electorate.
Just destabilize, insert right. chaos.
That's what I'm saying. There's such an opportunity, to your point, Earl, and to you, Jess, as well. There's such an opportunity for those folks that don't vote. You're going to tell me you can't come up with some messaging. Hell, messaging, you know, you can have several people can say the same words. You know, who says it? Who resonates when they say it? You know what I'm saying, Earl? I mean, if you're going to talk right. about something, you know, Social Security, and you're an older cat, man, you've been involved, and I'm going to believe and trust what you have to say on those issues. If we're going to talk about, you know, what some of the younger folks are dealing with right now in the reality, you know, maybe it's more like Jess who would I want to have that conversation with, who's more dialed into, you know, that topic and that age group. I mean, those things are there. Not to say that older folks can't represent younger folks and vice versa. But come on, we can do something different. You know what I mean? And hey, I like, hey, yeah, go ahead.
Earth to Dominic. I used to be young. Okay. All of us, one solid thing about this thing called life is if you live long enough, you're going to age.
If you're lucky.
I don't care where you are.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get there if you're lucky enough to live long enough. But the point I'm making is at a given point in time, we have to understand it's not our world anymore. Yeah. The baby boomers is not our world, man. We were around during the Cold War, Dominic.
It's not only not your world, Earl, it might be your fault. I'm just saying.
I know. Hey, man, I know.
All right.
Come on, man. Come on. Time to step aside.
Yeah. Oh, now, it doesn't have to be a step aside, man. You know, I mean, you know, help people out, man. You still be a part, man. You know how it is to mentor and to bring folks in and to be a rock and a source.
That's what
for
I
folks.
Do.
That's what you do, man. You do it right. on the radio. You do it in your personal life, man. I mean, it's not like you got to step. You're out of it. You know, you can still have influence. You don't need to be the point person in front of the camera. You have to let the young, good-looking folks do that, man. You know, but you know, there's a lot of legacy wisdom that can be there. But I think to the extent that those folks, for presumably personal ego reasons, want to stay there, want to stay in that power. You know, when someone steps down, what do we talk about Joe Biden when he finally, you know, came around and decided not to run? Well, we thought, man, what a selfless.
Him. They forced him out.
What
they
a selfless act. Well, he didn't have to. Yeah. Oh, come on, man. I don't buy that. Grown-ass man, Joe Biden, president, did not have to do that. He saw the writing on the wall.
Finally, but it took a really long time.
Well, he never should have ran in the first place.
He never should have run in the first place.
Hey, but it wasn't so much that he was running for himself. It was all of those people around him whose jobs and careers
right
are connected to him. And they wanted him to stay there because it meant more gravy train for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great point. A little bit here from ABC News. I think it was Uncle Tony who brought it up. David Hogg, gun control activist, March for Our Lives co-founder, and Parkland school shooting survivor, running for vice chair of the DNC. Here's a quote from him. I think this role is a great way, for one, bringing newer voices into the Democratic Party. I just want to be one of the several of those voices to help represent young people and also, more than anything, make sure that we're standing up to the consulting class that increasingly the Democratic Party is representing instead of the working class. I mean, that's some wise words from the young 24-year-old David Hogg. But you're going to make some people mad if you start talking like that because, as you mentioned, Earl, the gravy train is there. What else does he say here? We need to realize that we are increasingly the party of sycophants. We are just surrounding ourselves with people who tell us what we want to hear instead of what we need to hear. We're increasingly surrounding ourselves with paid political consultants that are letting what donors say to them guide their talking points. Oh, man. Yes, please. Can I have some more of that? And what really bothers me, we say to people all the time, who's to blame for this election? It's young people. It's X minority group. But really, who's to blame for this? It's us. It's us. Ultimately, we failed to communicate. We failed to have a broader strategy within the party to make sure that we're telling the president what he needed to hear rather than what he wanted to hear, which was that he needed to drop out. David Hogg running for vice chair of the DNC. Liken that. I mean, that is some wisdom, but you're also ruffling a lot of feathers, Earl, because when you talk about, you know, shaking up the system like that, you know who doesn't want that? The same folks who told Joe, you're fine, stay in, the ones that are getting paid.
Right, man, come on.
And those that are getting paid do not give that up lightly. Not at all. It's not our world anymore. We've been trying to tell you guys that, man, says Cam. We keep talking about cognitive tests for leadership, but I want a better one. And my test will task each congressman and senator with converting a Word document to a PDF. If they can't do that, they're publicly stoned. I don't know, stoning seems a little harsh, Cam, but I appreciate it. You know that, but that's
death
why
by a thousand paper cuts.
That's why their staff. You know, I used to know how to cut the audio up pretty good, but now Jeff does it. You know, yeah. I could do it if I had to.
You had to.
If I really,
but
really
you passed
had
that torch.
Thank you for that. And I'm here for, you know, advice and consultation. Mm-hmm. You know, with a day's notice or so. I'm happy to contribute to the younger generation. Yeah, man, Earl, this is what we need to do. We need the younger folks. We need folks like Ben Wickler. We need folks like David Hogg to come in. And it's not just the fact that they're young, right? They're young. They're articulate. They're smart.
They're smart.
Successful. They've got a track record. Even at 24, man, this dude's been around. I mean, if you're hounded by Marjorie Taylor Greene when you're like 19 years old, walk around the Capitol, I think that gives you a little bit of cred. You know what I'm saying? Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show.
So Dominic,
go ahead.
My generation had to push through the same thing the older generation.
It's a constant generational battle. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. Conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislators' claim. But importantly, it did so saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, also known as the Love Train. You can join us here, 855-752-4842. Last segment with our pal Earl Ingram. Just PS on the board and you on the lines, 855-75-CIVIC. We're talking about, you know, what's the proper time for people just to move along? That could be in politics, could be in business, could be in whatever. But I think we got to go back to, like, the dance moves, right? So if you grew up, you know, doing the hand jive, maybe you shouldn't be in office anymore, right? You know what I mean? That's like the 50s. So, like, well, the 60s. The twist, right? Did you do the twist, Earl? You were doing the twist when you were younger, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. So if you're in the, you're doing the twist, you're, you know, about 70 or so, you know, in the 70s. I don't know what it was. It was disco. There was a lot of cocaine in the 70s. I don't know what there was a specific dance move, but it was the disco. If you were dancing, if you were out there dancing at the disco, you could still be in office, I think. I think you're still young enough for that. In the 80s, what were we doing? There was the moonwalk, man. Anybody doing the moonwalk, you are totally legit. You can be in office. 90s, the Macarena. I don't even know what else there was, right? And that's about as far as I got in the break. I'm just saying, if you did the hand jive at your high school prom or homecoming, you might want to consider retiring from politics. Just saying. We got to come up with some measurement here, folks. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul, you are up. Happy New Year, man. Happy 2025. What do you got for us?
Back at you and Earl also. Dom, you and me, we're both at the Barrymore. Not even a quarter of the way through the debate, the people around me were saying, Joe, step down. Step down immediately.
During the debate, yeah.
And yes, and that wasn't like it. That was a progressive crowd. And there was a couple thousand people there. So, but for whatever reason, they didn't listen, you know. So, and another guy that should have never had his job was Merrick Garland. He looked like he was asleep at the switch the whole time.
Man, yeah.
Earl, and you are right. It's time to move on to a new generation. I'm proud to say I come from Earl's generation. We both served our country at that time, but it's time for the young people to take over, because if the Democratic Party want to know what happened, look in the mirror, for goodness sakes. Yeah. You know, and I think it's right back to what you guys were saying. And people that were around Biden wanted to keep their jobs. So, hey, great show on. Thanks for having Earl on. It's always great to listen to him. I never get up that early. All right.
Wisco, living the good life, man.
We're talking about aging. Donald Trump is 78, and he's elected president. Yeah. Come on, man.
I know. 78. And he was having, listen, and as we were winding that campaign down, I mean, he got weirder and weirder towards the end.
By the hour.
And I haven't seen a whole lot of him as of late. And I don't know if they're hiding him.
He's been truthing.
But that's not, you know, that doesn't count. When you get up, and we'll see, and I'm not wishing for these because you know how it's going to be. If it's anything like the last administration, it's just going to be the Trump show all day, all the time. And I know a lot of our audience, talking to you, Tom, are not fond of wanting to do the 24/7 on this cat. And we will endeavor not to do so. Certainly bring you the highlights of what went on.
Low lights.
And the low lights and the contradictions and the hypocrisies and all those we will continue to highlight. But it's not going to be, and hopefully the broadcast networks won't do that as well. I mean, there was time for, Trump's coming. When he first ran, before 2016, before he won, when he's pondering the run and he's starting it out there, and man, they would show an empty podium for 20 or 30 minutes. Oh, we're waiting for him to come out. And this whole thing, don't do that. Don't do that. And as soon as he starts, you know, lying, you can cut his ass off. I mean,
I know.
we need to have some better standards. And again, I guess to the point of one of our texters earlier, Disney owning ABC and you know, Bezos owning the Washington Post and this other cat, billionaire, owning the LA Times and so on and so forth. And these big, you know, conglomerations or billionaires, corporations owning these media outlets and then kind of dictating from top. Like determining, hey, well, you know, we do a piece on that, or we endorse that person. That's going to be bad for business, man. You know, if you're only writing what people want printed, that's not reporting, man. That's propaganda. You know, it's advertising. The whole point is to talk about things that people don't want, especially investigative type reporting, factual reporting. We can do that. You can be objective in your factual reporting. And we as citizens need to know the difference between, I don't know, opinions. You know, we got lots of opinions here, but when we state the facts, we'll state the facts. And not every person you read from a source, be it right or left, is necessarily a straight reporter. Some of them offer opinions, and you can't take an opinion as fact, generally speaking. It could be a fact, or it could not be. It's an opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Need a little bit of that critical thinking.
But
those are dirty words.
We do need that. 855-752-4842. Sarah from Green Bay, she's texting in. So many topics, love to comment on the show. The majority of time, Trump only pretends to care or like people if he's trying to use them to get something out of them. He cannot be trusted ever. Well, great observation. And unfortunately, there's a lot of folks like that out there. Avoid those people. Number two, veterans in this country deserve far better than what this country gives them. Our country, unfortunately, starting with the Revolutionary War, has used and then dumped veterans. Look at how Hoover treated the World War I vets. Here in Green Bay, we didn't get a large enough VA facility until like 10 years ago. And Sarah also says the DNC needs members of all ages, sexes, and races so we can all be properly representative. We certainly will not see that from the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great point. To Sarah and Troy from Mount Horeb, I like hog, but I think two straight white males is a mistake. Oh, interesting. Hadn't thought about that in that perspective as well, Troy. Thank you for that observation. Thank you, Jess, PS Working the Board. Thank you to our friend Earl Ingram. You can check his show out tomorrow, Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thank you, Earl. Be listening tomorrow. Stick around. Pete Schwabba Nightlight coming up next. Have a great night.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. Sandy Williams will be here to ring in the new year, and we'll discuss the biggest issues affecting everyday Americans headed into 2025.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing. Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer.
The suspect in New Orleans is believed to have...
He was 100% inspired by ISIS. That from FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rhea today, describing the man who rammed a pickup truck through New Year's revelers early yesterday morning on Bourbon Street, New Orleans, killing 14 people before he was shot dead by police.
The suspect in New Orleans is believed to have acted alone, the FBI said today. It's based in part on their reviews of phones, laptops, social media, and interviews with those who knew him. The suspect also uploaded 5 videos to social media before that attack, where he discussed another possible plan. Olivia Rubin, ABC News, Washington.
As New Orleans mourns some signs of healing, Bourbon Street reopened today. Music again in the air, and the Sugar Bowl, postponed from yesterday, is being played today at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. This is ABC News.